hour one. As you know, No Wake Outfitters. NoWakeOutfitters.com, kayaks to work, fly fishing. Erin, you're from the Carolinas. Have you ever fly fished?
I have.
Really?
Yeah, but not in North Carolina. I've done it in Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, like, of course, if you're going to do that there, it's beautiful.
That's like the home place to do it.
It's yeah, incredible. You got the waders on and you get out there in the water.
Look at her. That's great. No Wake Outfitters right there on Airline. Is it Highway or Drive? It used to be Highway. I think it's now Drive, Airline Drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
They changed it. Anyway, 1926 between Causeway and the Parish Line. Hour two, ChrisPaving.com. Go there to see what Chris can do for you. Asphalt, concrete, New Orleans Bayou regions that got you covered. And, of course, you can call us on the Ruderman Can Caller Hotline. 800-998-1003. No guests there. Open the rest of the way because I have two awesome guests here, and I want to go through a bunch of different aspects of it. With Raphael, you do have the schedule, and I know you matter because that's when everybody, the odds, you know, you look
NFL
at everything.
Schedule.
The NFL schedule, sir.
Oh,
I know
I was so
important.
Happy I got pushed back a week. I did backflips.
Why?
Because I am tired of the NFL hijacking yes. the sports world.
Yes.
And now they're hijacking the WNBA. Yeah. If I'm the WNBA, I'm like, why? Why did you do it this week? Why are you doing it? I'm tired. Oh.
Okay, so what did they? What were they going to hijack this week that they no longer have?
The playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and NHL playoffs.
Okay. I mean, that's still going to be going on.
Yeah, it still goes on.
I know, but now I can guarantee. First of all, this is what I heard. They were going to have it this week, but they did not have enough time to put the commercials on. Like, join us tomorrow to do those. We break down the NFL. They didn't have enough time for ESPN and all these other NFL lives to do their promos, and so they pushed it back a week.
So you got to do the promos. Well, you're the Saints and Pelicans team reporter. We got a lot to get into within the world of the NBA, but Saints rookie mini camp is coming up. I can't wait to ask you about that here as well, but I also want to touch on, as I just started on, it was our topic yesterday, when the schedule comes out, and maybe Erin might know more than we know, but who would you like to see the Saints open up with? Yesterday, three of our guests and most of our callers, they said to go ahead, rip the Band-Aid off.
Game Get Denver one, out of the way.
Denver in the Dome, Monday night, one of the doubleheader games. Because later on in the year, I don't know if each team's going to have five wins. So I'm just like, I think in September, Denver at New Orleans is happening.
If you want to guarantee a primetime slot and have it still be able to hype it up, then yeah, I guess you got to do it early in the season. But I don't know if I want all that quite yet.
Who would you like to open up with against?
Somebody we can beat.
The Carolina Panthers,
well,
week one.
Because here's the thing, I'll pull it up for you guys so we can have it nice and fresh. And I'm like, okay, first off, let's do this. Home or away? Graf says give me away. He wants to start away. And he said give me Carolina. Now, Carolina was week two a year ago.
Yep.
How much do you think they will improve this year from last year?
Immensely. I was talking to Jake Delhomme not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Obviously, former Saints quarterback, former Panthers quarterback. He works over there with them now. And he said that he thinks they're going to be light years better this season because he really does believe in Bryce Young. And he thinks that having that 1 year behind him, getting some better pieces around him, having him settle into what he does well is going to benefit them so much.
That team was devoid of talent.
It was
devoid of talent there. Look, you have at home your three division opponents. And you know in that first month, last year you had the Panthers and the Bucs game four, game two. So two of the first four were division, and then you normally close two of the last four with the division. So I think that's going to happen. By the way, it was unanimous yesterday. Everyone wants to close now with the Falcons. So I think it's going to be Falcons or Bucks.
The division winning.
Yeah.
Well, Falcons.
So at home you got the Browns, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Rams, the Eagles, and the Commanders. On the road, other than your division opponents, it's the Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, and Giants. Now we already know the Chiefs are going to host. My guess it's the Ravens or the Bengals. I don't see the Saints going there. I know the Eagles and Eagles and Packers are playing in Brazil week one. So you can take those two out
of
the possible first week one opponents for the Saints. So anyway, we'll touch on that when we come back as we hit our first break. So yeah, give me a team that you think we can have some fun. Erin, Raphael, and maybe we'll see Chef Scotty. Apparently he's busy. We'll see what happens. Sports Hangover underway. on ESPN New York.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Since 1948, that's over 70 years, Valerio Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking large selections of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches and hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets. They also carry hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. Also a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and knotless webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina Knotless Dynamic. Alera Brothers also stocks shark tail netting that's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers, also stocking a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and other supplies needed for fiberglassing. Lost an anchor? Alera Brothers stocks anchors from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alera Brothers before the season begins. That's Alera Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego, online at alariobros.com.
Visit us at Boomtown New Orleans Casino this spring for all the hoops and hockey playoff action. We've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus we're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Boomtown New Orleans Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21, gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
When it comes to a stroke, every second counts. That's why Thibodeau Regional Health System is proud to be the only primary stroke center designated by the Joint Commission in a seven-parish area. Our advanced stroke certification means more than just a title. It means life-saving care. From diagnosis to treatment and recovery, our experts and technology are set apart. At Thibodeau Regional, our commitment is to your best outcome, because when it comes to stroke care, every detail matters.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, welcome back. 800-998-1003 on the Rudiman Can caller hotline. If you want to chime into the conversation we started yesterday, who would you like your New Orleans Saints to start this season with? Aaron, I gave you a whole break to think about it.
Yeah, you did.
Who would you like?
I don't know.
Pull the Band-Aid off. Come on.
I know.
Come on. Can you? Because here's the thing.
I think maybe the Giants.
You want the Giants?
Yeah.
Okay. But just imagine the entire summer. All OTAs.
I know the hype for the Broncos would be the best. I get that.
Every player has to be asked. All summer.
Yeah.
You're going to do at least a 7-part.
It's going to be nauseating how much it's covered.
It's day one of training camp.
You just took the words right out of my mouth.
The players are going to be over it. D.A., man, I can't even imagine.
D.A., you're 2 weeks away from the season. Have you given much thought? We're focusing right now on the season. D.A., now it's preseason game number 3. Now it's finally here. Have you thought about it? Week of. Can you tell us a story about how you and Tommy
What's the interaction going to be like pregame?
Are y'all going to dinner?
How many cameras are going to be on that?
Oh, my God. Now, here's something I did ask, though, yesterday on the show. And then we'll get to why the Giants. And I'm down with the Giants. That's cool. Will there be a tribute video?
No.
And how do you think Saints fans will or should react that game?
Yeah.
I said there should be a video, and I said you should applaud, stand when you see them when they come out. Once the game starts, it's game on.
I don't think there necessarily needs to be a video.
You don't think there needs to be the timeout right before
kickoff? You want a ship here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, here's my thing, right? So there's always a break, a timeout, right? The national anthem. They go to break. Everyone lines up for the kickoff, and then they go to commercial. Why not get them juiced up? The crowd will be going. The dome will be going. All you can do the little tip of the cap. He'll look up. It says, "Thank you, Sean."
Okay, it might be a graphic.
You think it's a graphic?
I might give him a graphic. But we're trying to move on from the Sean Payton era, are we not?
We are? No.
Well,
I mean, we don't have a choice at this point. We have moved on.
Okay.
Dennis Allen is your head coach.
So you're cool with the graphic.
The staffs on both sides,
but some
defense and offense, have been wiped. We're moving into a new era this next year. Mm-hmm. We need to stop lingering on the past.
Again, I see both sides.
Give him a graphic.
You want
Thanks.
A graphic? A graphic.
We're good.
Thanks for the memory, Sean. With the
maybe
purse
you can give him a one video clip of
do your job. Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be a 30-minute video. It can be, you know, that first game back, the, you know, the fist pump, the choking sign to the Falcons.
No, just one with the trophy.
You just want him with
one
the trophy.
One picture. A picture with the trophy. Thank you. Now go kick their butt.
What about Mrs. B thanking him?
I mean, Sean, there's going to be that picture, the photo
here,
op
blah,
in the beginning
blah,
of the game. Mrs. They're probably going to put that up there.
On,
they're going to get the video
the
board. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she always is on the field taking pictures
she's
of
always
people.
On the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, you're right. So you think a lot of that can be done pregame?
Yes.
So do that while fans are meandering around, grabbing their nachos and everything
like that.
You
can say you did it. But again, once the game starts,
no
I think
presentation.
We are moving on.
Yeah. No bag of beignets?
I mean, if that's what he wants, he can walk over to Cafe Du Monde.
Well, he can walk past my house then.
Aaron's ready to go. I love it. Because to your point, we did get somebody yesterday to call.
Yeah.
And said, hey, part of the reason we're in the bleep hole we are right now is him. And let's be honest, he left. He didn't want to be here. There is a certain segment of that. But I guess what I'm trying to get at, too, is there is a distinction and a difference between that's all folks and Sean
yes.
Payton. And the only reason I bring that up is because we saw firsthand here how LSU fans react and still feel about Nick Saban, and it's so weird
okay,
for me.
How
because
has,
that's different.
Let's just flip this. How yeah. has Sean Payton treated New Orleans and the Saints since he left?
Good question.
He's told stories about him.
He has taken half of our team.
Yeah.
But that's every coach. It's not just him.
That's, I mean, fine.
Well,
fair.
Is that more of then what does it say about
but
current
has he
staff?
Has he thanked New Orleans?
Did he? Did he
I post? Think he did in his press conference. I think he
did.
In his first press conference in Denver.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It wasn't extensive.
Oh, she's hard, man. She's all fired up already.
Look, but
Dennis Allen is my head coach.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Wow, I'm so glad John's not here right now.
Do you see why we have got to have Broncos and Saints week number one? Just get no, because look, that might maybe get you that extra focus and motivation to get off on the right foot, right? Because you would agree when it comes to the Pels next season, we need the Pels team. We need Zion that we saw in April,
mm-hmm.
we need him in October, right? So
yeah.
How about that's something all for the next, 7 weeks in between the last mini camp and training camp start. So add 3 for OTAs and 4. For the next 12 weeks, they can just put a picture of Sean right there in the building.
There's not that many people left on this team that played for Sean.
You're right. With Andres Pete going to the Raiders, what was the stat that came out? There's only 3 players that have 100 snaps. 100 games.
Wow,
100
really?
Games. 100 games. Not 100 snaps. 100 games.
Both
with the Saints. Only 3.
Well, obviously Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara.
I think he's approaching
it.
Yeah,
I think he's approaching.
Who was it? Who was the other one? I forgot the names. But, yeah, there's 3 players. Rod Walker tweeted it. My goodness gracious.
I know Cam Jordan had been. That would have been my first guess. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I can't think of the other 2.
Now I'm going to have to go look. They played 100. There's only 3 players that played 100 games. I can't think of it.
Did Ramchek make it? I mean, he was
could be
drafted.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand you think that the players would get up a little bit more for playing the Broncos and Coach Payton. But I don't think that matters as much. Go ahead.
Zach Wood, sorry, the long snapper.
Oh.
115.
Oh.
115.
Wow, that many?
Yeah. And then DeMario Davis, 98. Lattimore, 90. Taysom Hill, 97. Surprised by that? JT Gray, Eric McCoy. Yeah, because remember Kamara missed some time. So
yeah.
So there's only 2 people.
I saw 3 that maybe
you rounded
up. That's what's coming up right now.
I think what matters more is what the team does this summer as far as developing their chemistry, starting off where they were last season, and attacking this new offense. That matters more than who they're playing in the first game.
Ramchek 101.
That's okay, you're just ignoring me.
No, I'm not.
Great.
No. But no, so look, I'm
glad
you
found this tweet.
Well, I'm with you in that is the importance of it, and them trying to get, you know, their minds right. No, and it is an interesting point that you bring up. Is that game more for us as a fan base and the media than perhaps the team? Because you're right, it really isn't Sean's team.
It's always about the fans and the media sensationalizing things and trying to find storylines that don't exist.
Oh, but that exists. That's a good storyline, though. It's a good
story. Okay, that don't matter to the actual players.
Thank you.
You don't think you'll get a little extra cheddar in Vegas? A little more money gets bet in that game?
Well, I don't know if it's the first game. I don't know. Maybe if it's like a Monday night game or a Sunday night game, I think it might get a little, if they're both 500 going into that game. I don't think it's going to be towards the end of the season. I think they're going to put that game up maybe the first five.
You know how we work in New Orleans. Anytime you look at the road games, one of the first things you look at the schedule are the possible cold games. We always love to do that,
when
we look at it. Possible cold games this year. The Packers, the Chiefs, the Giants would be the possible cold games. I guess Carolina can get nippy.
Oh, I want the Saints to play in like December.
Is that one of the reasons? Is that one of the reasons you say, let's just start with the Giants in New York?
Well, also because their quarterback is Daniel Jones still.
Yes, I love that.
They re-upped on that.
Yeah, they did.
What's wrong with Daniel Jones?
I mean,
what's wrong with Daniel Jones?
I think he's higher on the list than Carr was. Wasn't he?
You know what? What are lists? He was 26 on one list.
I am just focusing on the last six games of last season and how well he did in those last six games when the chemistry started to click.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'll say this. The Giants are an interesting choice. They are. Would you rather start on the road or at home if you're the Saints?
I mean, there is something to be said about a road trip and the bonding that can happen and all that kind of stuff, but you're doing training camp away.
That's what I was going to bring up. You're going to be with the team out there, and it's a month, right? I mean, you guys are going to be out there essentially a month because I'm assuming you're going to play that first preseason game on the West Coast.
The first two preseason games will be somewhere on the West Coast, and then they'll come back here for the final third preseason game. So it'll probably really only be a little more than 2 weeks out there before they come back here for the last week and that game.
So it's a good chunk.
It's a good amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm wondering if the NFL goes, all right, look, you guys have been out. I mean, I don't know. Let's pull up the calendar here. I'm assuming it's probably going to be like the 24th of July or something is kind of where
it
starts.
You know what I think is really cute? The fact you think the NFL cares about where we had training camp and where we've been and what we've been doing.
Thank you again.
Aaron's pregnant today. Well, yeah, you're probably right, because most Saints fans absolutely believe the NFL hates the Saints.
Which
means they would put us against the Chargers in week one. You're going to go right
back across the entire country.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be hilarious,
And face John Harbaugh.
No, it's Jim the Rams Harbaugh. We play, right, again or no?
Chargers.
Oh.
Yeah. Chargers, Giants, Chiefs, Packers, Cowboys.
Rams are at home. Right?
Rams are at home, okay. Correct. Yeah. Who would you like to see the Saints play just for bleeps and giggles and get a little coin in your pocket?
I'm praying to the schedule NFL gods that they bring in Tampa here first.
You want Tampa Bay here?
If Baker wins in week game one, I can make fun of you for 17 straight weeks that Baker beat the Saints again.
Because here's my thing, Aaron. I've always been – give me the Falcons.
I love Baker.
They're already planning their division championship banner.
That would be something. The way that the season ended against the Falcons
to start against the Falcons.
Hey,
well, they
I
got
could see
the
that. New regime.
I
and,
can see that.
Start, yeah.
Even if it's there, right?
But, like, who's their quarterback going to be?
It's got to be Cousins.
See? There you go. I mean, why not, though? I could because they've started against the Falcons. They've started against division opponent in the past, too.
Yeah.
I'm in. Anyway, so that's kind of fun just to kind of speculate and see where the schedule's going to be out. But it does matter to look at it. Something else that's interesting, too, this year, the NFL, like Raphael likes to say, they're hijacking Santa Claus twice. Two games on Saturday. It used to be the NBA's day, which is normal because you normally would play on a Wednesday anyway. So you're going to have NBA games and two NFL games on a Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, so it falls on a Wednesday. So are they going to take into consideration people's schedules the week before? Or are we going to make people play Saturday, Wednesday?
Oh.
Sunday, Wednesday.
I already make you do Sunday, Thursday.
I'm sure they'll play every day that week and just hijack every day college
now,
basketball
to your
be
point,
hijacked.
If you've played on a Thursday, they normally let you play that following Sunday, right? I mean, you do that. I wonder if maybe the previous week's teams that play on Thursday, well, no, they wouldn't play again on Wednesday.
No, it's the other way.
Yeah.
Thursday's like this. Monday starts the new week, so if you play Thursday, you don't play that Sunday.
No, to the following Sunday, right.
But you would play potentially like we did, actually, play
Sunday, Thursday. How many primetime games do you think New Orleans gets this year? You think a Thursday? Everybody does a Thursday.
Yeah, everybody does a Thursday. I'm saying three. They go in the most.
I was going to say three.
Because there's a lot of teams that are going to get.
Like, let's take a
the
break.
The Chargers are going to get more because of Harbaugh.
I agree. Let's take a break. When we come back, where do you think those are? I absolutely think the Sean Payton one
is.
There's
yes.
no doubt.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's one. We got to come up with two more. And then we'll obviously ask Erin what she's looking forward to seeing, which Saints rookie minicamp, which starts to mañana. We'll get to see them, what, I think, Saturday?
Saturday,
is
yep.
that when we get to see? Sports Hangover, live at Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
$450.
$450.
$450.
What are you guys talking about?
$450 is the price of a really nice pair of created diamond stud earrings at Ramsey's.
How big?
This big right here.
This isn't TV, Robert. This is a radio ad.
1/2 carat total weight, Aunt Lori.
We've also got natural diamonds.
But the price of those depends on color and clarity.
Tell them the difference between natural diamonds and created diamonds.
Natural diamonds were born in the heart of the earth when the earth was new.
Created diamonds were born in the heart of a miniature star inside a plasma chamber.
Ramsey's has earthborn diamonds.
And starborn diamonds.
A pair of diamond stud earrings is born when we find a perfectly matched pair of diamonds.
And then we put them together and celebrate how beautiful they are.
We have hundreds of pairs of diamond studs at Ramsey's.
And every pair is beautiful.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers, the largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
Welcome to No Wake Outfitters, located in Metairie, just east of Causeway Boulevard, your one-stop fly shop kayak and sportsman outfitters. You can check out our new kayak demos and our new pool and sea casting demonstrations. We have a new selection of functional and comfortable apparel from your favorite brands for the cooler weather. And our dedicated staff is here and ready to provide you with the knowledge to make an informed purchase. Come on in to check out some of our exclusive brands, such as Rugged Road, Turtle Box, Orvis, New Canoe, Old Town, and oh yeah, New Canoe 2022 kayaks are now 20% off. No Wake Outfitters, 1920. 26 Airline Drive in Metairie.
It's Ram season at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Whether you need a truck for work or home life, the Ram will do its job. Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Hi, welcome back. We are live at Katie's. Rafael Esparza, Erin Summers with us here as well. 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can Caller Hotline. Show being brought to you by today's. We start a little bit later thanks to a very exciting high school baseball playoff win in the bottom of the seventh there. A little walk-off base knock. Yeah. Gotta like that here as well. As we, Chris is paving, No Wake Outfitters, and the Ruderman Can Caller and guest hotline. No guests today on the show. We got a handful of topics here. Look, we started kind of with the schedule. Erin says, let's go with the Giants on the road. Who did you say?
Tampa.
You want Tampa. I say rip the Band-Aid off. Give me Sean Payton week one in the dome. If not, give me the Falcons. So I'm going to go two for there. That'd be fun to kind of get to see. Now, you did say in your back and forth, we were talking about, hey, do you want Sean? Does that game matter? Is it more of a fan media thing? You're like, well, you're focused on this season. This team needs to get together. The Advocate put out a one-on-one with Derek Carr that came out this morning. And it was kind of along the lines on that, too, as well. We all know that first season, how it went, just overall, right? Offensively and for Derek Carr in particular. But what stood out to you when you kind of read that? For me, it was, I guess, things that maybe fans don't pay attention to but do get. And you do get because you've moved here, mm-hmm. right? Like finding a new school, finding where to go to church, or finding where to live.
Yeah.
Where am I eating? Or all those different aspects of it, unpacking, packing.
Where
you know,
is Katie's
packing,
at?
Where
mm-hmm.
is Katie's at? Doing that, learning a new offense, trying to get us established in a relationship with teammates. And I thought it was interesting that right after that, that next paragraph was him saying, I made the effort and I told everybody, whatever you want to do this summer, I'm doing.
Yeah.
You want to go golf? I'll come. We're going to go golfing. You want me to come over and eat dinner at your house? I'm going to do that. You want to get together and do this? Like, and I guess that's the open invite to everybody. It's like, whatever you want to do. It's not, hey, come play golf with me or come do something with me. What do you want to do? And you want me there, I'm there. You got a better chance than anybody else to kind of be around Derek Carr. Was there a big transition for him just to try to get normal? Because I can understand that. It takes a while. And is that maybe why we saw a better version of him play-wise towards the end of the season?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it took a long time for the offensive line and Derek Carr to develop that chemistry, the rhythm that you need. Obviously, we saw that with the receivers. We saw that with him getting his injury and working through that and how that was difficult and led to a few limitations on his part. And then towards the end of the season, it seemed like everything started to click. Everybody was on the same page. And they were really good towards the end of the season. The last month or so, Derek Carr led the NFL in completion percentage at 78%. The last four games of the season, he had 12 touchdowns, one interception. So he was doing extremely well. Unfortunately, at that point, you do still get a couple losses.
Yeah.
You go out to the Rams game, and that was really difficult. As we mentioned, the Sunday to Thursday trip out there, it didn't end in their favor. So you weren't where you thought you were going to be, considering the schedule that you had. So I think that was disheartening for a lot of people. And people expected it to just be, okay, Derek Carr is our quarterback. Things are going to be great day one. And that's just not how it works.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know if you guys saw Dan Orlovsky post a video this morning. Did you see his video this morning on his playbook? And it was interesting. I couldn't wait to bring it up with you guys here as well. Because I think it's a lot of times we can look at it and say, hey, because look, I said even last year, what C.J. Stroud did with the Texans is so not normal, and mm-hmm. I feel so bad for these rookie quarterbacks this year because now everyone on the NFL shows, I've probably done it, who's this year's C.J. Stroud? Who's this year's Texans? Who's I'm just, but my point is,
yeah,
what they, because it all worked. I didn't think they asked too much. They surrounded him just right. It was a defensive kind of minded coach and led team that kind of helped him be in games, right?
I don't think anybody on that team had an ego or thought they were going to be a great team. So they really just buckled it down and worked together and played well and surprised people. I mean, I don't think anybody knew anybody else on the Texans team besides C.J. Stroud, but when the season started.
Yeah. It was incredible what they did.
They did really well. And I think that's what's going to benefit this team this season in the Saints is that everybody is starting from scratch offensively. Everybody is learning together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to spend more time together. You're going to, and Carr has said it, a system that he's really excited about playing in. You're going to kind of like learn it together. And I think it helps rather than have Carr come in to something that's already been established. Players that already feel like, well, we've been doing it this way. Well, this is how I like it.
Yeah.
And having to work into that, you know, predetermined notions of how the team is and how the players want stuff. Now they kind of got to figure it out together without people already having it in their head. Like, this is how it should be. So
I think it's
going to be helpful.
And here's the video. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see it, but it's basically Orlovsky showing his 2008 offensive playbook from Kyle Shanahan. And I thought it was very interesting from the get-go. He talks about literally how not only thick it is of what you have to do, and from this weekend, because obviously one of the storylines we're going to be talking about next hour is Spencer Rattler
mm-hmm.
and what he has to do. And he's like, look, they on purpose are going to overwhelm you the first 3 days to see what you can retain, what you can do. But I'm going to play a clip of it in which, you know, he's like, we'll do it because we only have 2 minutes left this hour. But It's like page one. Stuff like huddle formations. Like, where are you going? The terminology. On hut one, what are we saying? On hut two, what are we saying? Like, it's little things that maybe we don't really focus and think about where I can get it. Where I'm trying to, like, you know, you're trying to learn the lingo, and he's like, hey, shifts. And he shows a page of just plays. But the dot that shaded moves from left to right, mm-hmm. from 1 yard up to 1 yard down. And each one of those is a different terminology. Now, obviously, if you've been playing a different level, maybe it's easier than not for others. But even listening to his four-minute video, my head started swimming. You know, I'm like, what is what? And that gives you an idea of what you're going to cover this weekend. It's a crash course for these guys.
Absolutely.
You know, before OTAs start, when the vets get in. But everybody's going to kind of be feeling that a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see. Hour three of the Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
Mike Greenberg.
No man looks good in briefs.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It is not true.
Name a man who looks good in briefs.
I look good in briefs.
No.